Well, it's back. It's an opportunity to talk about a couple of cool entities. The coolest is the 3 Mile Project, and of course, let's add that ninja to the term. You've probably experienced on the TV the American Ninja Warriors. Well, here's an opportunity to try it yourself. 3 Mile Ninja takes an overcoming obstacle to the next level. Stan Keist in the house, Executive Director of 3 Mile Project. Good morning, Stan.
Morning, Shelley. Thanks for having us back.
Welcome back to you. So you've tried this ninja course.
Yeah, boy, it's for people my age, it's a little difficult with bad shoulders and all that kind of thing. But man, it's great for the kids. We love the physical nature of it, and we love the lessons that it teaches, just about fearlessness and relentlessness and perseverance and getting up when you fall. And we just love the how that message meshes with the idea of abundant having abundant life, and how the traits kind of mesh with each other. So really a cool experience.
Thank you for that. Let's first of all set the scene with how you spend your day. Tell me about the 3 Mile Project.
We're a community youth center located in Walker, and our mission is to provide a safe, fun, encouraging place where kids can feel a sense of belonging and where they can be part of a positive community. The kids pay $5, an affordable fee, to get in the door. We're a 34,000-square-foot facility filled with just fun activities for kids to enjoy: sports courts, movie theaters, an indoor skate park, table games, a cafe, and now, of course, the Ninja Warrior course. So we're open different nights of the week to different age groups. Right now in the summertime, we're open on Wednesday nights from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. for kids entering 7th through 10th grades in the fall. And then tonight, Thursday nights, we're open from 6 to 9 p.m. for kids entering 5th and 6th grades in the fall. And then in addition to that, we rent the facility to church groups and school groups and companies and different organizations like that.
In general, your doors are open to all?
Well, open again to those age groups, those grade groups during the week, but kids from all over West Michigan. So we see kids from a 40-mile radius pretty routinely coming to visit us on those nights that we're open.
You've been counting since you opened your doors 7 years ago, 3 Mile Project. You've welcomed more than 25,000 West Michigan youth.
Yeah, 25,000 different kids during our open to the public hours. You know, most weeks during our open times, we can see anywhere, depending on the time of the year, between 500 and 1,500 kids coming through the building. So high energy, high enthusiasm, high excitement, lots of running, lots of yelling, lots of fun.
Well, before I talk about must attend this Saturday, how did you determine the need that that your facility was needed 7 years ago?
Well, we come from a youth ministry background, and we'd spend a lot of time in the community and see kids in the community that were lacking that experience of community that the churches weren't reaching, and just wanted to create a place where all kids could feel safe, they could feel a sense of belonging, they wouldn't feel pressured or intimidated, and especially in this day and age, everybody likes to joke that they grew up during a difficult time for kids, but this era right now is really a difficult time for kids to grow up. They are isolated, they are involved in social media and all those challenges that are associated with that. We think it's just critical that we provide a place where kids can be socially engaged, physically active, interacting with each other face-to-face. And 7 years ago, we thought that was important. And now 7 years later, we're finding that it's even more important than we thought it was at the time.
My Executive Director Stan Keist with us, 3 Mile Project. Let's talk about the new Ninja Warrior course then, my friend.
We are very excited. We carved out 5,000 square feet of our 34,000 square foot facility, put in a state-of-the-art premier ninja course that is designed for everybody to use, from the novice, young beginner, to literally people who would be training to be on the television show. It has all of the elements that you would see on the TV show, and we just love the physical nature of it, the fact that kids will have to get off the couch and do some exercise, be involved, be active, and we're excited about the event we're holding this Saturday. We're having an open house to show it off. Okay. And it's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's a family-oriented activity, so unlike our regular open to the public hours when kids are dropped off, yep. We're asking families to come as a family. We're not going to allow any unattended minors. But the entire facility will be open from 10 to 5. Families can come in. They can see the ninja course. It won't be open for them to participate in, but okay. They can also use all the other aspects of the building. They can play basketball. They can watch a movie. They can shoot some pool, but enjoy the facility as a family. During the day, we're going to have a free meal for everybody that comes in. Mm-hmm. We're going to have giveaways, t-shirts. Probably the most exciting thing is we've got five ninjas from the television show coming in to demonstrate the course throughout the day. They'll be available to show how the course works, to sign autographs, to pose for pictures, and to interact with the guests that will be coming in the facility. So for those who follow the show, it's going to be a really neat day for them to come in, meet some TV ninjas. For those people that maybe have never been in our facility, they can come in as a family and kind of check it out. And we're just really looking forward to an exciting day of getting to maybe meet some new people and show off the new ninja course.
And for someone who's never experienced the watching of American Ninja Warrior, tell us what one needs to goes through to be a warrior.
Yeah, it's basically an obstacle course on steroids, and there are a number of different kinds of elements that are required to complete the course. Our gym is designed to work in a couple of ways. Kids can come in and just practice individual elements in kind of an open gym setting, but then later in the evenings, again, when we're open to the public, we'll do time trials so that they can race through the course. It has all the elements you've seen on TV. Especially the warped walls, which are the walls at the end of the course where you get to run up and get to the top. We actually are the only facility in Michigan with four different heights of warped walls. So they start at 8 feet for our younger guests, but we also have a 14-foot, 6-inch warped wall, which is the same size that you would see the professional ninjas trying to complete on the television show.
Cool. The organization's first Camp of Champs boot camp then is held early August.
That's right. We're partnering with an organization that actually does classes and camps. It's called Ninja. I'm lost there. Can you help me with the name? Ninja Events and Experiences?
Ninja Events and Services.
Ninja Events and Services. And they're a partner organization that will be actually holding classes and camps in our facility on our course. And they will be in attendance on Saturday to sign kids up who might be interested in those classes and camps. The first one, again, will be August 3rd and August 4th. But they'll be running those classes and camps on a regular basis then in our facility.
Awesome. Well, obviously a must attend for the ninja training and obviously the observation, but also to get your public interested in what you have to offer throughout the year.
Yeah, and I told you, Shelley, I wouldn't ambush you on air and invite you to come and try it out. But, you know, the standing invitation is there for any time you want to come in and try to run up one of those warped walls. We know you're an athlete. We know you're in shape. So we want to see which of those height of those walls that you can get up and pull yourself up on. So
that roving microphone likes to get out and about. Why don't we make a plan?
Sounds great. And for more information, people can visit our website. It's 3mp.org. There's a link there for the Ninja page where they can go and find more information on the event this Saturday.
Have fun this Saturday, 10 to 5, free of charge. Those refreshments, door prizes, giveaways, an opportunity to get to know 3 Mile Project and, even check out a ninja or two. Thanks, Stan Keist.
Thank you, Shelley.